All right, we got a call. Let's see what's going on.
Let's give this a shot. Hello? 90.3, you're on there?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Who's this?
Maybe he can't?
Hello?
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 How's it going?
Good, good, finally. How you doing?
Hey, not so bad. Who's this?
This is Michael Stout. I'm here with Bobby Rio and, you know, Michael Stoppe, whose show it is. Who is this?
I'm finally learning how to work the board, by the way.
Yeah, this is Cajun.
Cajun! Oh, man, I'm glad you called.
How's it going, buddy?
Good, good, good.
So, you said you're at a party right now, or what?
Well, I'm just about to leave. I just finished my beer here. We're leaving. I'm going to my friend's birthday party, yeah.
All right, before we continue, you got to keep it clean. We're on the air, no cursing or anything, you know.
No swearing, huh?
Okay, yeah, unfortunately.
We're good kids here.
Yeah, not really.
All right, I'll try, but, you know, no promises, but I'll try as hard as I can.
Nice.
All right,
nice.
So there's been a lot of ruckus about that video from Keys to VIP. Is that show still on, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys get it in the States, but in Canada, it's a Canadian show.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, we film it, they film it in Toronto, mm-hmm. and it goes on the Comedy Network, which is, like, our version of Comedy Central in Canada.
Okay.
And I think you guys had it on a station in the States. I think it was, Spike? No, not Spike. I forget what station it was.
Yeah. More about it.
Yeah, I think they dropped it or something though. So
surprisingly,
so I don't think it doesn't
happen anymore. What do you think about the VH1 show? The Mystery Method. Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't really follow it. I've seen a couple episodes, but I don't know. I think it looks like a very Hollywoodized version of sort of some of the things that we go over and our seminars, but it's nowhere near.
Yeah, it's a very amateur approach. Yeah. We feel. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very amateur. Very amateur. It's sort of like if someone. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of insulting in a way, but it's.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is. So.
So, Cajun, we were all. I mean, I don't know. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the show. We've all watched the Keys to the VIP. We're really impressed with your style.
Yeah, yeah. Even though, you know, we saw you using a lot of routines, but you were just real smooth. I mean, you really believed it. Where did that inner confidence come from?
Earlier on the show, we were talking about that the theme of this show has been inner game. So, you know, how did you develop your inner game?
Honestly, if I was to give you guys the honest truth, what it was is practice. I mean, I just went out there. And, I mean, from the get-go, I always thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to be amazing at this stuff. You know, I've been acting since I was a kid.
Sorry, you said it right there, though. You, from the get-go, you said, I'm going to be amazing. You had confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I had that. But, I mean, I wasn't when I started. I was terrible. I used to get drinks thrown in my face. I used to get blown out all the time. But the thing is I just kept thinking to myself, all right, well, I have to go through this. I have to go through this period in order to get good. And so instead of, you know, dwelling at, you know, getting down on myself whenever something bad happened, I'd sort of look at it as a learning opportunity, and then I would just sort of keep going forward, keep pushing myself forward, thinking, you know, I'm going to be amazing at this, whatever, I'd have to go through this, and I'd learn, I'd keep learning, and so I wouldn't make the same mistake twice, you know, if something bad happened, I'd be like, all right, what did I do wrong, and I'd think about it, and then I figured out what it was, and I wouldn't do it anymore, and sort of that's how I got to the level that I am now.
What piece of advice did anybody give you early on that you think really helped you?
That I would like to tell people starting out, is that what you mean?
Yeah, something that you can pass along now.
Just, you know, like, believe in yourself and just treat this like any other thing that you've ever been, you thought you could ever be good at in your life, you know? You're not going to get good unless you actually believe in yourself. It's not going to happen. And in order to fix, you know, all these problems you have in your life, whether it be with women or any sort of social-related problem, you're not going to fix it unless you believe you can fix it. And when you start getting down and out in yourself is when you're really, really getting to you know, nothing's going to help you at that point. So you have to have a belief in yourself before anything, before you even, you know, pick up a book And I guess that's the best advice I can give.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about earlier. Is that we were talking about you got to kind of build it from the inside out.
Yeah, you can't just build it from you can't start and doing routines and not having any confidence whatsoever. You really have to have at least like you're saying, kind of like a mental talk
foundation,
with yourself.
Yeah,
you know, to like prep yourself even before you go out. You can kind of like talk to yourself or something and get yourself going.
Yeah, exactly.
And where who did you study? You're working with Love Systems now, right?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I got in this over 2 years ago. When I first started getting into it, I was reading. I mean, I started off reading David DeAngelo, and he sort of got me into the whole, you know, seduction community. And I read The Game after getting out of a long relationship, and that sort of after when I was reading The Game was that time I was talking about when I was like, oh my god, I can't believe people are making a living out of this. I can do this stuff. I would be amazing at this stuff, you know?
Yes.
And that's what I was thinking when I was reading through The Game. So The Game is probably what got me into it. And then from there, it was just randomly meeting, you know, Mystery and some of the other guys in the community.
Where did you randomly meet them?
I randomly met them. What happened was the first night I went out after reading The Game, I met an old friend of Mystery's. And then I ended up meeting Mystery a couple months later when he came into town. And I'm at the same time I met Matador and 10 minutes.
This is all in LA, right?
No, this is in Toronto.
Toronto, that's right. I forgot. Canada.
Yeah, Toronto,
right.
Canada. Which
Canada.
Is, I guess, the birthplace of this whole.
Yeah, I was going to say Toronto. Toronto.
I didn't know Canada was such a big seduction community.
Yeah, I don't know why it is. Maybe it's Canadian women because we're, you know, they're a little bit more crass and look, they give you a few more a harder time. But
I don't know. The girls in Jersey are pretty. Pretty crass as what you're.
I spent more time in Jersey in the past 3 weeks than I would like to. I've been stuck at you guys' airport for like.
Oh, that's so funny! What, like Newark?
Yeah, Newark. I've been in Newark for like 3 days out of the past 20 days. I've been in Newark. I hate that place.
Yeah, and I hate Newark Airport too.
So what are you doing? You flying around doing boot camps? What kind of?
I've been flying around doing doing seminars and doing some 101 type teaching stuff. I've been in New York and Newark. And,
are you enjoying teaching the seminars, or I mean, do you
I
have
love
any?
It.
What,
I mean,
what's your other passion?
What's that?
Do you have like another passion? I read on your blog you were writing like a screenplay or something.
Yeah, I am. I'm working on a pilot right now, on a comedy pilot. But I mean, I love doing this. I love teaching people. I love being able to, you know, see that expression on their face when they sort of get it.
Yes.
You know? And because I mean, I've been there. I don't know if you guys have been there, but I've been there. I've been in the place that a lot of the students are when they're coming.
We've all been there. We've
exactly.
all been there. Like, even the best, sort of, even the best looking guys have been there.
Of course. There's no such thing as natural game, you know. People talk about natural game, and it's even the naturals, even the guys that sort of just figured out what to do, they had to figure it out.
Yes, they still failed.
Talking and all of a sudden get it. They had to figure it out, you know.
Yeah,
and some guys just figure it out through social interactions, and, you know, some guys have to...
Yeah,
you know,
some guys need to be taught it. Some guys can figure it out. I mean, it's all, you know, comes down to a skill level, but you're right. There is... The natural game was created from them failing enough to realize what they were doing wrong on their own.
Exactly. Totally what it is, yeah, for sure.
So you can't tell us what the pilot's about? No good news about that?
Well, I'm working on it. It's got some interest. It's kind of, I mean, I don't know if you guys know, but, you know, Canadians have a little bit of a different type of sense of humor than Americans do.
I don't know, you watch South Park?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you like it?
You talking about the latest one?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I like South Park. I feel bad.
I ain't your buddy, guy. I ain't your friend, buddy.
I ain't your... What's the last part of it? He goes, I ain't your pal, guy.
It's your pal, guy. Yeah, we all say that up here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But, no, I know, yeah, I love South Park. They're actually, it's funny, because they sort of make fun of Canada so much that it's funny for Canadians, too, because we even...
They're outlandishly making fun of Canadians, but
yeah,
I think they do it because it's just, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, Canadians do have, we had a... Was Barry Kirky on here? He had a weird sense of humor too, right, Barry?
Yeah, he was just a little weird.
He's Canadian. Yeah,
he's Canadian. Comedy. Do you know him too, Barry Kirky? Extra
no,
Mass.
I don't know who he is.
26. I don't know. He's some guy from The Game. Supposedly, there was in the beginning.
He worked, lived in Project Hollywood.
So you were an actor before this? You're saying?
I did a lot of. I wasn't like a professional actor or anything. I just did a lot of theater in school and stuff. And I did I started a media company with my friends, so we do a lot of commercials and stuff like that.
So you were used to getting rejected before this whole thing. Like you had. No, I'm being serious. Like in business, and especially doing acting, I mean, you're going to get rejected left and right.
Yeah, Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and that's what I try to tell people. That's the whole game. Just you got to learn how to get past that.
Dealing with rejection is a huge part of getting good at this stuff. Of course, yeah.
And what you're getting good at everything, anything.
Oh yeah, of course. Anything. You know, you start new at anything in your life. You're gonna face rejection. That's part of the game. You know.
That's right.
It happens. You're never gonna start something and automatically be really good at it unless you know you're. Actually, I can't even think of an example of that happening. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You gotta earn your stripes.
Cajun, real quick, while we got you on the phone, give our listeners like something that you think is something real important that they should know. Like somebody, let's say, who's been in it for maybe a few months, they're learning a few routines, they're reading.
Maybe they got some numbers, but weren't real numbers.
What can they do to take it to the next level? You know,
all right, you're in the bar. This is a really simple fix. A lot of guys don't get. You're in the bar, okay? Mm-hmm. You see a pretty girl. She looks at you. You look away. How many times has that happened to you guys? Probably everybody has had that.
Yeah.
Happen.
Yes.
All right, well, from now on, instead of looking away, hold eye contact with them and keep looking at them until they look away. And what's going to happen is she's going to look at you for 2 or 3 seconds, and as long as you give them a look, like the look I always try to explain to my students is give them a look like you get a joke they don't get, and keep that eye contact, and if she holds it for 2 or 3 seconds, walk over and introduce yourself. That is the simplest pickup in the history of pickups, yet it works every single time if you do it right. And you're not going to say anything funny. You don't have to have a stupid line. You're going to say, just walk over to her and just say, hey, you know what? You can't look at me like that and not say anything. And I'm telling you, if you can do that on a consistent basis, you know, you're not going to need any lines or anything like that, because that alone, especially if girls are already looking at you, is going to, you know, get you more numbers than probably any line I could tell you.
And what do you suggest? Because one of the things that I guess impressed us about the Keys video was how you kept your cool. You know, let's say these guys are talking to a girl, and she gives them I can't say it online, but a test. You know, you know, how do you keep your cool from, like, you know, you go in with a game plan solid, you know, but all of a sudden things get a little shaky. You know, how do you regroup? And you know,
well, the thing I always tell my students, I'm gonna tell everyone this, is don't take anything anyone says to you in a bar seriously. No one goes to a bar to be serious with people. And if you're going to a bar and you're talking to a girl or whatever, and she says something that you think might be come across as rude in any other situation, don't treat it like it's rude, because honestly, you can't take anything anyone says to you in a bar seriously.
Exactly.
You can't. And as soon as you start taking it seriously is when you're going to start, you know, things are going to start getting to you. And you can't let that stuff get to you. They're not saying it because they want to insult you. They're not saying it because they're trying to, you know, get into this sort of into who you are or whatever. They don't know who you are. They're just saying it because they want to test you to see if you were a strong enough man to stand up to them. That's why women do that stuff. So when a woman says something that is insulting or whatever in a bar, don't treat it like
it's
insult.
Mean anything.
Treat it like it's a joke, because it is. It's a joke. And as long as you treat it like a joke or something that's not serious, then it isn't, and it becomes not serious.
Now, on that topic of not taking anything seriously that people say to you in a bar, when did you come up with that line, like, do I look like a drug dealer?
Oh,
and,
I can't...
like, did you bottle that up and save it for the show, or...?
No. This is, I would...
That's actually a line from Mystery's, I think Mystery or someone else. I don't know about Mystery, but I've heard that line before. I was just...
No, it's my line.
Oh, it's your line.
If you've heard it before...
It ain't my line, buddy.
I don't think I'm pretty sure that I haven't been in the community or whatever until I brought it in. But it's essentially, women kept actually saying it to me. This is actually a real, a line that actually I would use, because girls would actually come up to me and ask me if I looked like a drug dealer. So that's how I came up with it. I was just like, well, you know, women keep asking this anyway, so why don't I ask them what the deal is with that? And that sort of became the opener. Now, the other parts to it, the whole, do guys ever come to you and want something from you and get pissed off when you get upset at them? That part I sort of added to it, to add a bit more drama. But the question about if I look like a drug dealer is, yeah, that woman actually used to ask me that all the time. So that came from real life.
Yeah, there were a couple of good parts of that episode. I remember one time where in the first pickup, you were trying to talk to the girl and get her number, and then she's like, nah, you don't really want it. And then you just looked her right in the face and you said, you know, you said something like, look, you know, listen, I want to take you out. And you know, you were really serious with her. Like, you just went so direct. What?
Yeah, I told her to shut up.
Yeah, you told her to shut up, and you're like, listen, shut up. I'm being serious. You know, give me your number. I'm being.
Yeah.
And you gave her the phone and she put it in. That was clutch. I like
well,
that.
This is, that wasn't, I mean, I'm not used to getting turned down, you know. So when she did that, I was like, what? Excuse me? No, people don't turn me, girls don't turn me down. So
they don't turn me down big time.
I was like, no, I'm sorry. No, shut up. I really want to get your number. I actually really do. I'm not just doing this to be nice.
Yeah, but I think she was turning you down just because she didn't believe that you were as sincere as you could have been, which is probably hard
when
you're
competing. She turned me down because she actually really liked me, because the producers went up to her afterwards. The two girls, they have these two girls that run up and get the release, so get them to sign a release.
Yes.
And I don't know if I should say that on the air, but she ended up crying and stuff on the air because, or not on the air, but afterwards, because she really liked me and stuff.
Oh, man, yeah, I could see that happening.
When they tried to get her her disclosure, her to sign the release, she wouldn't sign it because she didn't want to, you know, appear.
That's why she's blurred. I got it.
She agreed to have her likeness, which is like her voice and her, you know, her body minus her face, yeah. But no, yeah, apparently, I mean, I didn't know. I figured it was what you guys said, but then the girls that would talk to her said, no, she really liked you, and she was upset the fact that we told her that it wasn't, you know, real.
So, all right, now is the word, like when you go out to a party or something, does the word get out like, oh, that's Cajun, you know, do people know?
In Toronto, yeah, it does. I mean, I tell all my friends what I do, and I have a lot of friends sort of, you know, around my age. So most of the parties that I go to, everyone sort of knows anyway. It's like, yeah, it's Derek. He does that stuff, but he's like a really cool guy. And it
doesn't affect you negatively with the girls, right? They know.
No, not really.
No, it doesn't.
It's a positive, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're like, pick me up. Can you pick me up?
It's a curiosity, at least, at the very least.
Yeah, at least the curiosity. Like, if some guy's like, hey, dude, man, what's up? I just want to congratulate you. You know, on Defiant TV, that was awesome. Which happens every now and again. Any girls overhearing that are going to be like, all right.
Oh, man, you just say the word you're on TV. It doesn't even matter. You could be the flavor of love.
I've had girls, this happened a few weeks ago, a girl in a bar, she said, hey, you're the guy who's like, whose job it is to see how long he can talk to girls. And I was like, yeah, you got me. That's totally me.
Like, no, that's your father.
Yeah. No, I just told her. I was like, yeah, no, it's me. I'm getting paid right now to keep talking to you. So, you know, you got to keep talking to me.
Yeah, if you want, I'll give you a cut. You can do like $5 an hour. You got some time?
You know, we can work with that. So, but I mean, that doesn't happen very often. It's more often guys sort of recognize me. But when girls do, it's not really a big deal. I mean, you know.
All right, Cajun, let's just do a plug for what you got going on. Now, tell us some upcoming stuff, some boot camp seminars and...
Yeah, well, I'm working for lovesystems.com, so if you want to check that out, go to lovesystems.com.
And that's where, Savoy works, right? He's
that's right, Savoy. He's,
after the mystery breakup.
After
that mystery breakup, Savoy's there now, right? He runs
Savoy, yeah, Savoy is our glorious leader, and Love Systems is the site. If you want to learn anything about me or any of the other instructors with Love Systems, you go there. My blog is cajunsspice.blogspot.com. That's two S's in there. Cajuns.
Yeah, you need to get your own domain, buddy. Get off that Blogspot stuff.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Any ebooks or anything
I
planned?
I updated my blog, so if you guys, any of you guys waiting for Body Language Part 3, just went up a couple hours ago.
Okay, we'll be expecting a link back as well, which we'll put in on yours too. So.
Great. All right, cool, man. And other than that,
next time you're in Newark, you should let us know. We'll go out.
I'll let you guys.
We'll take you some part in between flights.
Excellent, man. Well, thanks a lot for having me on the show, guys.
All right, great. Great. Good talking to you.
You too. Take care of you.
Okay, yeah. So just wanted to remind everyone that you're listening to 90.3 WMSC, Montclair State's Underground Radio. Bobby Rio and Michael Stout, the boys who, at least from 9 to 10, make the noise, have been putting a little extra boom in everyone's box, hopefully.
Hopefully. You want to do a song and then...